From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting as Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve.
There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi as completely clear. There is a lot of dense terrain here that needs to be negotiated.
In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred IS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accuse Khodorkovsky, who is now based in London, of ordering the killing of a mayor of a town in Siberia for financial gain. Khodorkovsky denies the charge. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni, asked where the Boko Haram militants were hiding, and then began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. When they returned the following day, they say they found the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. An Obama administration report reveals the United States deported fewer immigrants in 2015 than in the past 15 years. The Department of Homeland Security Tuesday released its end-of-year statistics. It says the drop in deportations is due to a decline in arrests on the U.S. border. This is VOA News.